Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, it's time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's September 17th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. And oh, by the way, if you hear a lot of banging and going on, I guess my neighbors decided to do construction at 7:30 in the morning. Lovely. Well, how did your Apple iOS 9 upgrade go? Well, from what we've seen from some people, it didn't go worth a crap. Most people were sitting there saying, this update ain't available. Others were saying they had to redo the whole thing and go back into iTunes. So just another smooth transition to another number. Although it did seem a few hours after the update did push out, it seemed that most upgrades were starting to go smooth. Don't know about myself, gonna wait till the weekend. But probably the bigger news coming from Apple today was the fact that their Watch OS, it didn't come out, did it? Due to what Apple is saying is a bug. And Apple ain't saying what kind of bug it is. All Apple really did say is, quote, "We have discovered a bug in the development of Watch OS 2 that is taking a bit longer to fix than we expected. We will not release Watch OS 2 today, but will shortly." So who knows what this bug is? Maybe Tim looked down at his watch that's running the beta Watch OS 2 and said, "Oh no, we forgot Mickey." Drones is becoming our way of life. So much, in fact, that NASA and the UK have decided to join forces for, get this, drone traffic. Yes, the UK government has called upon NASA to help reduce the number of accidents caused by, yes, drones. It's teaming up with NASA to test a new tracking system that can manage both public and private flights. So, as the UK government is stating, hobbyist and commercial drone operators don't get in the way of each other. According to the Department of Transport Minister, the government is actually in early discussions with NASA about the drone traffic management system, but he hoped that those discussions will lead to a UK involvement in the development of that system and the participation of UK industry in future trials to test the robust of the technology. So how do you monitor drones? Well, according to NASA, they're going to use radars, satellites, and mobile signals, saying the system would likely rely on cloud to serve weather and traffic information. So it looks like in the near future, not only are we going to have to hear about traffic in the morning on the radio, now we're going to hear about drone traffic.
Let's go live to Jeff in BBC Helicopter 1.
Thank you, Neil. Well, it's very backed up here right now. I don't think drones are going to be getting through the I-5 today.
Moto X fans in the UK, ooh, you in luck today, because the Moto X style and the new Moto 360 are up for pre-order in the UK. So how soon are you going to be getting your new lovely little phones? Well, they're saying by October 6, actually. Those of you not familiar with the Moto's X-Play, it features that 5.7-inch QHD display, a 21-megapixel rear-facing camera, and a 1.8-gigahertz Qualcomm Snapdragon 808 processor. Probably the best thing about X-Play, though, is that practically stock version of Android. But hey, if it sounds enticing to you, get ready to save up those pounds. The phone starts at £399. You want that 64GB model? Well, that's going to cost you an extra £35. And if you're into leather, ooh, you nutty person, that's going to cost you an extra £20. And finally, well, according to new studies, your broadband should at least be 10 megabits per second, or it just really doesn't matter that you're even online. Market performance and surveys suggest that 10 megabits is the lowest speed customers will accept from the broadband provider. Anything lower is unusable in today's internet, which we need pretty much for high-quality video streaming and, of course, video gaming. However, though, that 10 megabits for minimum right now, yeah, it's going to be short-lived, because when the rise of 4K video starts, yeah, the minimum's going to have to be about 50 megabits. 10 megabits. Well, thank goodness I'm there. As most of you know, yes, I record this show in the Philippines, where our average is actually 2 megabits per second. So while the rest of you out there are complaining about your speed in your country, think of us over here. We're still waiting for a picture to load on Facebook. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website and check out all the great BTN shows at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, too, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, as well, if you really want to, at Kyle Swagger. Hey, guys and gals, don't forget BTN Big Show. Yes, it's live tonight, 8 p.m. UK time. Good panel on tonight's show. Lee, Jeff, Doc, and Wrighty are all going to be on the BTN Big Show tonight with Ewan at the helm. Lots of fun shall be had. again tonight, 8 p.m. UK time, Big Show Live right here on BTN. As for the new show, hey, tomorrow's Friday. Can't wait. No, me neither. And we'll be back with the best technology news from the next 24 hours, getting you caught up. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. Keep thinking about Friday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank you, as always, for listening.